Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial, Introduction to Organic Chemistry in the MCAT. By listening to this tutorial, you will learn about the following. An overview of the MCAT exam. The MCAT test format and scores. The Rapid Learning MCAT approach. MCAT Organic Chemistry test topics. MCAT Organic Chemistry question types and example illustrations. Test preparation strategies, test taking strategies, and the SURE method. The MCAT concept map. The new MCAT and the necessary coursework is divided into four sections. The chemical and physical foundations, biological and biochemical foundations, psychological and social foundations, and the critical analysis and reasoning. The chemical and physical foundations is made up of general chemistry, organic chemistry, biochemistry, biology, and physics. The biological and biochemical foundations is made up of general chemistry, organic chemistry, biochemistry, and biology. The psychological and social foundations is made up of psychology, sociology, and biology. Organic chemistry in the MCAT. Within the physical sciences section, organic chemistry is tested on two parts, in section one, in the chemical and physical foundations, and in section three, the biological and biochemical foundations. In this tutorial, we'll cover the topic list, the test format, including the types of questions, exam techniques such as test-taking strategies and test preparation strategies, as well as MCAT problem solving. Let's begin with an introduction to the new MCAT. First, what is the MCAT? The MCAT is the Medical College Admission Test. It's a standardized exam that most prospective students must take in order to gain admission to medical schools in the US and Canada. The MCAT is offered throughout the year in the months of January, April, May, June, July, and August, and September. To register, visit the MCAT official website. The ideal time to take the MCAT is when you've completed the basic science courses and between 12 and 18 months before entry into medical school. The structure of the MCAT. The MCAT is divided into four test sections with a 10-minute break in between each section. Section one is chemical and physical foundations of biological systems. Section two, critical analysis and reasoning skills. Section three, biological and biochemical foundations of living systems. And section four, psychological, social, and biological foundations of behavior. The MCAT score consists of four individual section scores and one total score. Each section score has a range of between 118 and 132 with a midpoint of 125. The total score, the sum of all four sections, has a range between 472 and 528 with a midpoint of 500. The scores are released approximately 1 to 2 months after the test. The MCAT scores are equated, and this is designed to correct small differences in difficulty among exams on different dates. Remember, the MCAT is completely computer-based. Test specifics and the subjects covered on the MCAT. The chemical and physical, biological and biochemical, psychological and social include 59 questions which are given 95 minutes to complete. The fourth section, the critical reasoning, has 53 questions which are given 90 minutes to complete. In the chemical and physical, biological and biochemical, psychological and social, there are 44 passage questions and 15 multiple choice. In the critical reasoning section, all 53 are passage type questions. It's a longer test. The entire test will be 6 hours and 15 minutes long, with an optional 10-minute break between each section. The total seat time is 7 hours and 30 minutes. Now let's move on to discuss rapid learning for the MCAT. What is rapid learning? Rapid learning is a set of breakthrough methods to increase the speed of learning and deepen the understanding of the subjects. This is done by breaking down each complex subject into 24 manageable units, which are facilitated by rich media teaching, providing an effective multimodal learning opportunity. The science of rapid learning. Rapid learning takes advantage of multimodal learning. Learning styles can be described using the acronym VARC. V, which is visual, A, which is oral, R, read and write, and K, kinesthetic. Rapid learning courses are designed to optimize the learning experience for all four types of learners by presenting materials visually, providing narrations for oral learners, involving students with interaction drills, and encouraging note-taking and rewriting of review cheat sheets to engage both read and write and kinesthetic learners. The redesigned MCAT. The new MCAT is a balanced approach of content, inquiries, and reasoning. Content knowledge and science and inquiry reasoning. There are a number of courses required for the MCAT, each with its own content and skills necessary for the exam. The rapid learning pathway to the MCAT. The MCAT big ideas are classified by the course content. Learning objectives are in each of the 24 core concepts. The rapid learning pathway leads to enduring understanding through the use of 24 core tutorials, 24 problem drills, 24 review sheets, 24 printable ebooks, and 24 MP3 audiobooks. The MCAT big ideas are integrated into 6 subjects: the MCAT General Chemistry, Organic Chemistry, MCAT Physics, MCAT Biology, Biochemistry, and Psychology. Rapid learning versus other test prep strategies. Rapid learning is not a review course, it's rather a relearn of the subjects from the start, visually. Other test prep strategies include printed books or test prep classes by college students. They're generally a high-level review. Rapid learning are rich media courses designed by professors, and they include a comprehensive relearning of the material. If you're looking for a simple review, go for Amazon's test prep books. If you're looking to restudy the subject courses from the beginning to the end, use rapid learning. For many, the combination of both might work best. Now I'll move on to organic chemistry on the MCAT, including the topics list, an overview, and question formats. The MCAT organic chemistry topics. The following topics are in the organic chemistry section of the MCAT: the covalent bond, molecular structure and spectra, separations and purifications, hydrocarbons, oxygen-containing compounds, amines and biological molecules, as well as general concepts in organic chemistry. The question types of the MCAT: passage questions and discrete questions. The majority, roughly 75% of the questions, will be passage-based questions. Passages can be informal presentations, problem-solving techniques, research studies, or persuasive arguments in the context of biological systems. The remaining 25% will be standalone, multiple-choice, discrete questions. Let's look at each question type in more detail, beginning with passage-based questions. Passage-based questions require information found in the passage as well as outside knowledge. Here's a sample question. To study the properties of benzene, a series of reactions was carried out. Reaction number one, nitration. Benzene is heated with a mixture of concentrated nitric acid and concentrated sulfuric acid to 50 degrees C. Nitrobenzene is formed. Reaction 2, chlorination. When benzene reacts with chlorine in the presence of a halogen carrier like iron chloride, chlorobenzene is formed. Reaction 3, sulfonation. When benzene is heated with concentrated sulfuric acid to 80 degrees C, benzene sulfonic acid is formed. And reaction 4, Friedel-Crafts alkylation. When benzene reacts with an alkyl halide in the presence of the catalyst aluminum chloride, an alkyl benzene is formed. Each passage will be accompanied by a set of 4 to 8 questions. Here are some example questions. Using the Friedel-Crafts alkylation, which reagent would be used to form toluene from benzene? Methyl chloride, sulfuric acid, iron trichloride, or none of the above. Here's the second question. When choosing an alkyl halide for use in the Friedel-Crafts alkylation, what important consideration must be made? A. How easily the alkyl halide forms a radical. B. Whether the resulting carbocation of the alkyl halide is subject to rearrangements. C. Whether the alkyl halide is nucleophilic enough to attack the benzene. Or D, none of the above. Let's look at question number one again. Using the Friedel-Crafts alkylation, what reagent would be used to form toluene from benzene? This question requires information directly from the passage. The answer to this is A, methyl chloride. Question two asks, when choosing an alkyl halide for use in the Friedel-Crafts alkylation, what important consideration must be made? This question requires information directly from the passage as well as outside knowledge. The correct answer for this question was B, whether the resulting carbocation of the alkyl halide is subject to rearrangements. The second type of questions on the MCAT are discrete multiple choice questions. Each question has 4 answer options and you need to pick the best answer. Here's an example. Water and lipids do not mix well due to the fact that blank. A. Lipids are water loving. B. Water is nonpolar and lipids are polar. C. Water is dense. Or D. Water is polar and lipids are nonpolar. The best choice for this question is D. Water is polar and lipids are nonpolar. Now I'll move on to discuss MCAT test preparation strategies. Beginning with a test preparation overview. Follow this 4-step process to successfully prepare for organic chemistry on the MCAT. Number 1 is to manage your time. 1 hour, 1 chapter at a time. Number 2 is to understand the concepts that are presented in each of the core tutorials. Number 3, do practice problems, practice drills. And number 4, review efficiently. In the Rapid Learning series, use the cheat sheets as a review during your study. Step 1 was time management. Use your time wisely and study only the topics that will be on the MCAT. Remember, the MCAT does not contain every single organic chemistry concept. There are some topics in your textbook that are not on the MCAT. Don't waste time on concepts not tested. Use this tutorial series to focus on the tested material. Also in time management, focus core study hours on weak areas. Study all the topics listed on the MCAT Big Ideas, and then focus your efforts on your weak areas. Plan ahead and set a study schedule. Set aside a couple of hours every day to study. Write down the calendar, the specific hours each day that you're going to study for the specific chapter. In rapid learning, you'll need to study 1 to 2 hours, i.e. 1 to 2 chapters, each day. You need to study and practice every day in the coming weeks and months. Here's an important concept of how our brains store information. Space out your study to avoid cramming for the MCAT. Some students incorrectly believe that if they study more as the test date approaches, they'll remember more. You build long-term memory by studying in set doses ahead of time, which increases memory and understanding of the concepts. Don't cram for the MCAT. The second step in our test preparation overview was concept mastery. Translate formulas into words to give them meaning. For example, CnH2n plus 2 is the general molecular formula of saturated hydrocarbons, where N is the number of carbon atoms in the molecule. Put this formula into words. For every N atoms of carbon in a saturated hydrocarbon, there will be 2N plus 2 atoms of hydrogen. CH4, or methane, is the number of carbon atoms, which equals N, which equals 1. Therefore, the number of hydrogen atoms is equal to 2N plus 2, or 2 times 1 plus 2, which equals 4 hydrogens. Generalize concepts to save memorization and time. Generalizing concepts allows you to understand and solve many other concepts without memorizing all of them. For example, the general formula for a simple acyclic alcohol is CnH2n plus 1 OH. We know that CH4 is methane and that C2H6 is ethane. Therefore, we can deduce that CH3OH is methanol and C2H5OH is ethanol. Another important part of concept mastery is to get your questions answered. If you have questions about an organic concept or problem, don't leave them hanging, get an answer. Whether it's a reaction or mechanism, make sure you do everything it takes to master that concept. It may feel tedious or even a waste of time to search for the answer to one question. However, eventually these unresolved questions will show up again and quite possibly on the MCAT. The third step in our review process was practice problems. Practice problems are done to solidify concept understanding. Concepts must be fully applied to understand them. All macromolecules are formed by a process known as polymerization, not hydrolysis or something else. This requires the conceptual understanding of a macromolecule. Concept understanding goes hand in hand with doing practice problems. As soon as you learn a new concept, try to solve the practice problems that come with this tutorial series. You can also use textbooks and online sources for more practice. Creative supplemental study. Summarize what you've learned with cheat sheets. By cheat sheet, we mean a summary of what you've learned in simple and brief outline form for a given chapter. Use the ones provided with this series, but also make your own. You can also use a smartphone for audio learning. Audio learning is ideal for learning on the go. It also reinforces what you've learned and practicing recalling from your long-term memory. Rapid Learning provides 24 audiobooks for 24 chapters in a subject. Plug the MP3 into your smartphone and start learning. Now move on to discuss MCAT test-taking strategies. Test-taking overview. Follow these steps during the test itself. Number 1, know the test inside and out before you take the MCAT. Number 2, plan your attack the minute the test begins. Number 3, use techniques to build focus. It will improve your score. Number 4, apply techniques to zoom in on the answer and avoid exam traps. And number 5, if you don't know the answer, guess the right way. Number 1 of our test-taking strategy was to know the MCAT. Prepare ahead of time and know the test process. Bring your alert mind and valid ID and leave your personal items in your locker or at home. arrive at least 30 minutes before the start time and be prepared for the check-in process. Know the format of the test inside and out so there's no surprise. Also, know the instructions of the sections to save time during the test. Next, plan your attack. Use game plan strategies. Scan the section and make a note of where the midpoint is and try and be there halfway through the time. Use the on-screen clock to keep track of your time. Use approximately 1 minute per question for multiple choice. The rest of the time is needed to read and refer to passages. Except for the standalone questions, answer problems sequentially as information from an earlier problem may help you understand a later problem. The third step is to build your focus. Get into a rhythm by focusing. Confidence builds speed, accuracy, and score. Trust your instincts and don't waste time second guessing. To improve your concentration, do one problem at a time and do not worry about the problem before or after it. Use the scratch paper to organize your thoughts and draw your attention. Breathe deeply and focus on what you know. And also set the time limit on each problem so you can move on. The fourth step in our test-taking strategy is to zoom in on an answer. Be efficient in solving problems. Try to think of an answer to the question before looking at the answer choices. Then look for your answer there. This helps avoid traps. If you can't think of an answer first, scan through all the choices. Don't pick the first one you see that looks good because there may be a better one later on. Be aware of absolutes. Rarely are things always or never. And if you see two opposite choices, usually one of them is correct. Also, be aware of the familiar and the absolute. Obvious and familiar exam answers often tempt students to choose the wrong answer because they seem correct at first glance. Here's an example. Which of the following is true? A. All biomolecules are polymers except lipids. B. All biomolecules are polymers except proteins. C. All biomolecules are polymers except carbohydrates. Or D. All biomolecules are polymers except nucleic acids. Notice words like always, never, none, or nothing. Such an answer is usually wrong because it only takes one exception to break the absolute. In most cases, the relative words like possibly, sometimes, most of the time, often indicate the correct answer. In this problem, both choices B and C are incorrect. Now that we've eliminated B and C, this leaves answer choice A and answer choice D. The correct answer was A. All biomolecules are polymers except lipids. This is because lipids are heterogeneous compounds and not polymers. Another important point when zooming in on the answer is out of two opposite choices, one is usually correct, whereas similar choices are usually both incorrect. If two answer choices are very similar in wording, the answer is probably neither of them, because there can be only one correct answer. However, if two answer choices are opposites, one of them is probably correct because the test wants you to differentiate between two core ideas. Let's look at an example of this. Here's a sample question. The sugar in milk is lactose, a disaccharide. The two monosaccharides constituting lactose are A, glucose and fructose, B, beta-D-glucose and beta-D-galactose, C, galactose and mannose, or D, alpha-D-glucose and alpha-D-galactose. If you're completely unsure of the answer, choices B and D are opposites. Therefore, these two answer choices merit your attention because they are direct opposites of one another. In this sample question, the correct answer choice is B, beta-D-glucose and beta-D-galactose. Here's another example. Which of these amino acids has an aliphatic side chain? A, phenylalanine, B, tyrosine, C, serine, or D, glycine. You can eliminate choices A and B as incorrect because they are aromatic compounds. Now the choices narrow to C or D. For this sample question, the correct answer choice is D, glycine. It's an amino acid with an aliphatic side chain. Now we'll discuss the SURE method for passage questions. A majority of the questions in the organic chemistry section are passage-based, where the passage is on the left side of the screen and the questions are on the right. Use the SURE method to approach these questions. SURE stands for skim, understand, read, and examine. First, skim. Skim through the passage quickly and check the key facts, tables, graphs, and equations. Do not try to master every detail. Some are usually irrelevant. Next, understand. Understand the main ideas and identify key facts in a passage. Take mental notes on the main ideas or highlights of the passage. Do not attempt to write down anything on paper at this point. R stands for read. Read carefully each question or statement. Read it twice if necessary. Be very certain and clear what's being asked of you. For a reasoning question, use the scratch paper to draw it out and derive the answer. For a word problem, select the equations needed and plug in the numbers with proper units. Work out the calculation on paper as needed. Finally, examine. Examine each answer choice. Eliminate the obvious using the on-screen crossout feature. Click to select the best answer based on the information from the first three steps. And refer back to the passage if you need supportive information. Summary. The following is a summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. The MCAT is a standardized test for medical school admission, with four sections that are equally weighted. There are three science sections, each with 59 questions in 95 minutes, and one critical reasoning section with 53 questions in 90 minutes. There are two types of questions on the MCAT, passage and discrete. Each section has a score range of 118 to 132, with a midpoint at 125, and the total MCAT score has a range of 472 to 528, with a midpoint of 500. Rapid learning provides six MCAT subjects in general and organic chemistry, biochemistry, biology, physics, and psychology. Organic chemistry is tested in two science sections on the MCAT. The content are covered in a traditional two-semester organic chemistry course. Congratulations for completing the Introduction to Organic Chemistry in the MCAT audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.